You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Cherry growers in northern Michigan are in the middle of their harvest. This year's crop looks like a good one, but growers have their minds on an invasive species that's been plaguing cherries. The spotted-winged Drosophila is a tiny insect that originally came from Asia. Drosophila have now found a home in Michigan, and their numbers have been growing. Nikki Rothwell is coordinator of the Northwest Michigan Horticulture Research Center. She's been studying spotted-winged Drosophila, and she joins us today to talk about it. Hi, Nikki. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron.
Let's start with a little primer on what is spotted-winged Drosophila, and where did it come from?
Yeah, so spotted-winged Drosophila, we call it SWD for short, is kind of like the regular old fruit flies that we have, you know, that kind of drive you crazy in the fall. And SWD showed up in Michigan in 2010, and it's actually native to five different countries in Asia.
Any idea how it got here? I understand it first appeared out west in California, is that right?
Yep, correct. So in California, they ended up having problems because they really weren't expecting this insect, and because it has the capacity to produce many, many generations in, you know, optimum conditions. And before they even knew what was happening, it kind of was out of control.
We had talked to you about this last year, and it was, you know, a bit of a problem, and you had noticed in some of the fruit. How are things this year? Is it worse?
Well, here's what we're doing. We have an extensive trapping network out. So last year we had about 70 traps out. This year we have about 270 across northwest Michigan. So one thing that's different from last year is that we actually caught it a month earlier. So we caught it on May 31st this year, and last year our first catch was on June 29th. So that was definitely unique. And then we're starting to see our populations build. So growers had some challenges last year with the fruit, but we haven't seen that so far this year.
What does it mean that they're appearing a month earlier? Is that a bad sign?
I feel like it's a little bit of a bad sign. We are seeing the populations build sooner. And so that's the concern that I have, you know, for this insect, is that this population that's going to build, in years past, it would build in September, then it was building in August. Is it going to start building, you know, right now in July? And unfortunately, I don't want it to overlap with cherry harvest. And that's kind of the situation that we're up against right now.
What can people do? What can growers do to, you know, try to stave off the Drosophila?
Yeah, so we've been coming up with management programs. So we run efficacy trials here at the research station and also at another research station within the MSU system. And we kind of come up with kind of the most strategic plan that we can to use, you know, the right chemistries at the right time. And that's what we're trying to do with those traps. You know, if you're not catching Drosophila, you know, SWD on your farm, do you need to be spraying? And so we've been trying to help growers make those management decisions.
So are people spraying more this year than they were last year?
I'm not sure if they're spraying more. I think they're spraying more wisely. So we'll know in the end if we put on a lot more applications. I feel like that there may be more applications this year because growers are nervous about infested fruit. But we'll go through at the end of the season and review spray programs and just try to look at how growers managed and if they were successful.
Is that spray expensive? Does that cost the industry a lot of money to spray?
Yeah, yes, that's exactly the point. So, you know, where's the economic breaking point? If this insect is going to come out earlier, we might have to put on more sprays earlier. So we have to figure out, you know, how can we solve this problem, not through, you know, spraying, but is there ways that we can look at basic science or that life cycle of that pest? And then there are folks in Asia trying to look for natural predators or parasitoids that might reduce that population. So I think that there's a lot of funding being put towards research at this in, you know, for basic science. And we're trying to come up with a really, you know, a sustainable way to control this pest, because I think some of the decisions and the strategies that we're doing right now, I don't know how long we can continue that.
We know that sometimes because of the federal marketing order that governs cherries, sometimes growers are forced to dump large amounts of cherries just because they can't get them on the market in time. If that happens and growers are dumping large amounts of cherries this year, could that affect the breeding of the Drosophila?
That's a million-dollar question. So we have a research project right now that is looking at that. But what we're thinking right now is that if you shake your cherries, but then you put them on your typical shaker and put them into a conveyor and windrow them, and then we went through and we physically smashed them with tires, and we found that our preliminary data suggests that smashed fruit dries up quicker and doesn't host. It's not a very good host for SWD for as long as like an intact cherry would be.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that's going to be our recommendation, but that's where I'm leaning right now based on the data we're trying to crank out.
Nikki Rothwell is coordinator at the Northwest Michigan Horticultural Research Center. Nikki, thanks so much for giving us an education on spotted wing Drosophila. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Aaron.